Iowa caucus raucous with Andrea Dahlis.
I know, when you think punk music, you think Des Moines. Next Monday and Tuesday, we'll be live in Des Moines for the caucuses. And we'll be at a rally or two. We'll be at the caucuses. You're going to be running around. You're going to be on show with Ro and Anna as well.
Yes. And
they'll be out there Monday afternoon.
Yeah, we're doing a preview on Thursday with Justin Kaufman as well. So
okay,
we're kind of hitting all the shows.
All right. So today you're going to teach us what?
All right. Today we are going to learn about the Republican Party process and the Democratic Party process.
I like your band.
This is the Iowa State song. All right, so the GOP process. Now, Republicans use a private ballot, just like a normal election. These results will determine how many delegates each candidate gets for the next convention.
So that's more straightforward.
This is more straightforward. Now, don't confuse this with the straw poll. We heard a lot about the straw poll that was held last year over the summer. That is gone because of complaints it was a poor indicator of the most electable candidate. So the straw poll is gone. So the Republican Party process uses a private ballot. It's very similar to our primaries when we go into the voting booth and either punch the little ballot or draw the line across.
But you still go in, like you said yesterday, you have the conversations first before you do the ballot.
You do, but they're very brief conversations. The Democratic process is more complex. That's what we were alluding to yesterday. Democrats have to publicly announce their vote at precinct meetings all across the state. They congregate in groups assigned for their candidate. Then for about 30 minutes, the participants try to convince their neighbors to support the candidates. That's the example we gave yesterday when you were on one side, say you were on the Hillary side, and Dave would be on the Bernie Sanders side.
And Dave be going,
just
hey,
hypothetical.
Come on over. Bernie wants you.
That's exactly right, because you can recruit supporters from other groups, and in particular from those who are undecided. For example, say John DeCoste was undecided. He would then visit each preference group to ask its members about their candidates. Kind of like an orientation, like a college orientation.
So if I was undecided, I could go from group to group to ask questions.
Yes, and they're really trying to rally
you hard. Over some amount of discussion period.
Yes, they want you to join their group. Now, after that 30-minute time limit, the electioneering is halted and supporters for each candidate are counted. At that point, the caucus officials determine which candidates are viable. Any candidate who has less than 15%, they say, bye-bye. You are not going to be counted. Once the viability is determined, the participants then have another 30 minutes to realign. And I say 30 minutes, that's really give or take. The supporters of the inviable candidates then have to find a viable candidate to support, join together, or just choose to abstain. They get to go home. That realignment is very crucial in the distinction of the caucuses, and that being a voter's second candidate of choice can really help the candidate. So yesterday I said the third place candidate, the person who used to finish third, they would think, oh, that's the place of doom. Not necessarily the case.
All right, but it sounds like the Democratic thing could take all night.
Yeah, then when the voting is closed, a final head count is conducted. Each precinct
that was almost a Dean moment there, wasn't it?
I know, sorry.
Yeah.
Each precinct appropriates the delegates to the county convention. Those numbers are reported to the state party and then reports the results to the media. Most of the participants at that point go home.
And John, so you would be, John, you'd be on one side of the room and Bernie Sanders would try to convince you to join Bernie Sanders.
Do I have to cross my legs?
No, that's earlier in the show.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Now,
okay, from the top, could you explain it one more time?
I'll tell you one more thing. Iowa accounts for only 1% of the delegates of the convention. They have 52. So really, why so much emphasis on Iowa? Because it's really a place where candidates can show their true selves. And if you remember, so many of those magical moments when they visit the state fair, George W. Bush eating the corn on the cob, President Obama eating, I think it was a fried Twinkie or food on a stick.
That circus on Showtime that I was hyping.
Yeah.
They had Ted Cruz looking through a kaleidoscope with crushed corn in it.
Did they really?
Yeah.
They had pictures.
And you got to look interested about everything.
Ted Cruz was flanked by all of the candidates from the queen of the Illinois, the Iowa State Fair.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So that was an interesting
thing. The force is strong with this one.
So you have to show that you care about what the locals care
right.
about.
Right, and that's where now Hillary, is, of course, was eating a pork chop and drinking her lemonade.
Right, so even if it's a crock.
Exactly.
And what's the big pizza place? It's not just in Des Moines. I think it's around Iowa.
Pizza Hut?
Steve, that will
or
be...
Or Domino's.
No, it's an Iowa pizza tradition.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up, though.
That will be...
I think it's Taco John's.
No, it's not it either.
It's not Taco
be,
John's?
That will be part of Friday's Caucus Rock.
Oh, you're going to talk about it on Friday?
We're going to talk about food.
Their candidates are getting in trouble because they go in and pretend to eat where the locals eat, and somebody got in trouble for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That'll be on a Friday Caucus Ruckus?
That'll be on the Friday Caucus Ruckus.
It's a Friday Caucus Ruckus?
And, John, you don't have to crush your legs for that either.
28. All right. Thank you, Andre, for Friday Caucus Ruckus.
Hey, is this heaven? No. It's Iowa.